Well, Morocco has just knocked Spain, one of the big guns, out of the Football World Cup in Qatar. With us now is Koen Lammers, who's in downtown Doha, where the celebrations have erupted in the streets. Koen, this is a big upset.
This is massive, and this is really what the Arab world was hoping for. Everyone, didn't matter whether it's Tunisian, Algerians, half of Doha is full with Arab migrant workers from all over the Arabian Peninsula and there in North Africa, and they all tonight were Moroccan. And it's pretty amazing what they've done now. Within seconds after that final penalty, all the major buildings in Doha lit up in the Moroccan flag, and the red from the Moroccan flag is reflecting from all the other buildings. So it's pretty spectacular, and the party has started.
Yeah, let's put this into some context. So they're about, from what I can see, the 22nd ranked team in the world versus the 6th or 7th. And Spain has always been a traditional big gun, hasn't it?
Yeah, Spain's always there or thereabouts. You know, perennial quarter-finalist at least, and obviously World Cup winner in 2010. They've got a factory of young players coming out of Real Madrid and Barcelona. But the Moroccans also have some very, very good players, including their playmaker Ziyech, obviously, who plays for Chelsea, and they've got a whole series of other players that play in the top leagues in Europe. So it's not like these players who play in the Moroccan local league suddenly surprising Spain. And for a large part of the game, the Moroccans actually had the better of the play. At the end of the regulation time, Morocco was really pushing and brought out some strikers to force the issue. And then in the injury time, the Spanish got hold of the game, and Morocco was hanging on for dear life to get to the penalty shootout. And then their goalkeeper, Bono, became the hero, made three saves, and they hit the post as well. So it was a very poor penalty shootout by the Spanish.
So we've got Spain out, Belgium out, Germany out. That's three big European heavyweights there. It's now down to Portugal and England and the Netherlands to hold the flame for Europe. But it certainly looks like a World Cup of far greater regional influence, if you like.
Well, France is still there. Obviously, France and Brazil are obviously the two hot favourites. And if you look at the draw, aside from this Moroccan surprise, all the other nations that weren't from Europe or South America got knocked out in this round, the last 16. So the hope that we had with three Asian teams, one North American team, two African teams, that was really going to be a bit of a sea change as far as global power was concerned. That's really evaporated in the round of 16, because now we've got two South Americans left, five European teams, and obviously Morocco, which, you know, this is really fantastic for the tournament. It's great for Africa. It's great for the Arab, you know, the Arab interest as well. And, you know, obviously the Qatari team was so rubbish that nobody really, you know, nobody was interested in it anymore. And now everyone's gathered behind Morocco. And it very much feels like 2010 when South Africa got knocked out.
It's all good. We've got to get to business. But, hey, thank you very much. It's been a big upset this morning with Morocco knocking Spain out of the FIFA World Cup.